For Quince Garbee, February 3rd would be the worst day of his life. It was almost the last, and it would have been had his doctor been in town. He couldn't get a prescription for sleeping pills, and he didn't have the courage to use a gun on himself. It began pleasantly enough with a late breakfast, a bowl of oatmeal by the fire in the den, alone. His wife of 26 years had already left for town, for another day of charity teas and fundraising and frantic small-town volunteerism that kept her busy and away from him. It was snowing when he left their large and pretentious banker's home on the edge of Bakers, Iowa, and drove 10 minutes to work in his long black Mercedes, 11 years old. He was an important man about town, a Garbee, a member of a family that had owned the bank for generations. He parked in his reserve spot behind the bank, which faced Main Street, and made a quick detour to the post office, something he did twice a week. For years he had had a private box there, away from his wife, and especially away from his secretary. Quince was tired of banking, and tired of Iowa, and tired of snow, and tired of his wife. And what Quince wanted more than anything that morning in February was a letter from his beloved Ricky, confirming their 3 warm days on a love boat.